be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one. For as our nerves is indeed an enemy.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, we say مرحبا, welcome. And inshallah, today we're having a discussion concerning relationships. And inshallah, tabarakatuh, we're going to discuss few important aspects about the unlawful relationships and those relationships that are lawful according to the Sharia. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Aliya has mentioned in his famous book Faizani Sunnat. There is a chapter called Faizani Durud Salam, the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Salam, and he quotes a beautiful hadith Mubarakah that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has mentioned that if a person recites 1,000 times Durud Pak daily, a person recites 1,000 times Durud Pak daily, he shall not meet his end until and unless that time Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala shows him his place in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dearest Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, when you hear the word relationship, or relationships, what comes to the mind? There are many that comes to the mind. Relationship between brother and sister, relationship between friends, relationship between husband and wife, relationship between uncle and aunt, relationship with your grandmother, grandfather, relationship with your neighbors. So there are different forms of relationships, and subhanallah azza wa jal, the deen, religion of Islam has set for us the line in which we have lawful relationships and which is unlawful relationships, those that are permissible and those that are impermissible. So today we're going to tackle that type of relationship whereby one goes against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's time and era, we realize that many youngsters, they build relationships. Many young boys and young girls, they build up relationships, those relationships which cause a danger for the iman. It causes a danger for the iman where the person could get the wrath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, cause of the anger of Allah azza wa jalla, instead of getting the special rahmat and special mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. So there are many causes why these type of relationships take place, especially between boy and girl as friends, relationships. So they, from getting these type of relationships as boy and a girl, contacting with each other, meeting with each other, greeting with each other, eye contact, physical contact, these leads to danger whereby they do these type of unlawful things which are against the Sharia, which are against the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And I know as we are seated here today, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, my colleagues are here and we are coming for, we are discussing this silsila about relationships in a city called Carletonville in South Africa. It's one of these farm areas, and mashallah azza wa jal, we decided today that there are many issues in the community, but this issue we had a discussion and we realized that relationships, especially the unlawful relationships, it has become the topmost part of the agenda in the whole world at the moment, unlawful relationships, especially amongst our children. So inshallah azza wa jal, let us go into the discussion, and from the inshallah azza wa jal, we try to get some solutions, and in the end inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, as usually, Dawat Islami comes with solutions. What are the solutions? Solutions is in the following of Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
First of all, everything
is mentioned in the Holy Quran, how to do it, and what are the consequences of not doing it. And in as far as the relationship is concerned, a verse in mind which is coming from Surah Nisa. This verse, I think it does not need any introduction, because it is such a verse that when people are having nikah, it is recited. And I think let us open this discussion with it, whereby Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal is saying in Surah Nisa that all people fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul. And from it, then Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal said that He created His spouse, that is our mother Eve. And, you know, as you can see, our relationship is starting to build up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are following it up nicely, you heard that He started with fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we are hinted that relationship should be based on the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal. It is not to put our whims and desires in first, you know. So like it is said in Arabic that ma bunya bil batil fa huwa batil. If something is built on wrong foundation, then that thing is wrong. You know, as you said, that nowadays, the relationship of nowadays, if you want to throw into them, or if you want to look at the nitty-gritty of this relationship, we find that if we divert from the protocol of Islam, whereby it is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only to satisfy our whims and desires, but to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, the verse goes that all people fear Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal, who created you from a single soul, that is our father Adam alayhi wa ala nabihina salam, and from him he created his spouse, that is our mother. And you need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom you are going to be asked about relationship. It goes on to say like that. You need to fear Allah, whom you are going to be asked about what? About relationship. Then, so that is the foundation actually of where we can start to build our relationship, to know that it is a sacred union according to Islam. It is not something, you know, let me just put it in another way. Relationship, it is taken as ibadah, as an act of worship. So you know now that, you know, an act of worship is not something whereby you play with it, or you need to make sure. Goes on in the hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said that an-nikah, relationship, I want to translate it as a relationship, let us put it that way, was the relationship which we are talking about, as you say, that is broad. Yes. Actually, we want to target especially this relationship between man and a wife, how it should be, okay? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that an-nikah, relationship, means sunnati, it is from my sunnah, it is from my way. What we are learning again is that it must be done according to the way of who? Of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, min sunnati. Faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Now, whomsoever is going to do contrary to my sunnah, then that one is not from among us, you know, he's not part of me, if now he's being said. So, from this, you know, what I can, you know, some madani pull, which we are deducing, especially from the verse and from the sunnah, as I've got my colleagues, inshallah, it is now, you see, we are just have got, as you said, you know, we just have got to take it from there. So we hear that, you know what, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the recipe which will make, what you call this, the relationship to love. You can see from all the relationships, as you hinted earlier on, that, you know, relationship of nowadays, you find that this relationship, they're like, you know, fire which does not have basis. They don't last.
Yes.
Why? Because you know what? They were not built in what you call this. So, inshallah, we are going to discuss all these things. You know, how to form a relationship, and what not to do when you want to, you know, to make, you know, a solid relationship. And you know, the Islamic ethos, you know, in as far as relationship is concerned, I think the youth outside they must be informed and must be taught how to build a relationship, and from the word go.
Actually, that this is the whole idea and aspect of this whole silsila. You know, we are actually on the ground, especially in Dawud Islam, is Mubalighah. And mashallah, use the Madani channel, we are sitting on my left hand side, three alhamdulillah ulama, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala show special mercy upon them, and we're going to get a lot of benefit from them, inshallah, especially for the knowledge of Deen. So these issues, actually, it's issue that is rife at the moment, whereby boys and girls are forming relationships. Maybe some of them thinking that it's innocent. They want to just, you know, keep in contact and say hi and bye, which is, you know, which they want to build up a relationship. They just feel like, you know, we need just to contact and to meet and to greet and to talk or to keep in contact on the phone or by email or by whatever social media. People are keeping in contact. And these relationships where the boy and girl try to contact with each other, it leads to more damage.
Indeed, Aslam, I agree with you, as well as to the wonderful point our Maulana Sahib has brought forward, mashallah. Actually, how this problem here is not definitely a regional problem or country problem. It's a worldwide problem throughout the world. And if you look at insan, human being has this fitra, this nature, that man is always attracted to a woman, a female, and a female is always attracted to a male. It's about the hair, it's about the color, it's about the vision, it's about what's in the heart. And this, when this attraction comes in, depending on your niyat, on your intention, then indeed shaitan puts waswasa in the mind. It's the whispers of shaitan. Attraction is there. And your mind is saying something else, your heart is saying something else. Sometimes people even forget they are married because the niyat was not correct. It's for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it a law in Islam. It's the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for women to make parda, for women to cover those body parts which is fard in Islam. Alhamdulillah, for example, in Islam, woman is allowed to cover her entire hair from where it begins, entire hair, entire body, besides her face, her hands till her wrist, and her feet until her ankle. That's allowed in Islam. But when it comes to parda, mashallah, there are lots of significance of making parda.
Yes.
And you know, staying away from ghayr maharim, from coming out in the marketplace and showing your figure or showing your body. Because this is the main problem why relationships are taking place. When you keep yourself so open and easy for access, people can come and communicate with you. Allahu Akbar, in Islam, even a woman's awaz, even her voice is parda. Besides her looks, besides her face, her being is parda. Look at the status of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah. You know, it is mentioned in the books of hadith that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was about to make parda from the dunya, she gave a will. In her will, it was this, that my janaza must be taken out during the night.
Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. And in some other narrations, it is also mentioned that her request was to cover her janaza with the leaves of the khajur and date trees.
Mm-hmm.
Allahu Akbar. In the middle of the night, her janaza was taken out. Allahu Akbar. And it is for this reason, her status, her martaba is to this extent, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil khusus Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, will be crossing on the bridge of Sirat. An announcer will announce that, O people of Mahshar, lower your gaze because now the daughter of Muhammad Rasulullah is crossing the
bridge.
No ghair mahram ever saw her in the dunya. No one else can see her on the day of Qiyamah as well. SubhanAllah. This is the blessing of parda. There's barakat, there's rahmat, there's mercy, there's so much of blessings in this. But unfortunately, you know, in the terms of relationship, there, while we are speaking about relationship, and relationship is all connected to access, intermingling of sexes. That is why it is mentioned in the hadith that the most loved places on the surface of this earth is the masajid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where ibadah is performed, where ibadah is made. And the worst of places in the dunya is the marketplace, because these types of gunas are invited on a daily basis. You don't have the guts to say anything, but you have the guts to look. This eyes was made to enjoy the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite the Holy Quran, to look at it, subhanallah, to make ibadat by looking at the ulama ikram, subhanallah, by looking at your parents' faces with merciful gazes.
And this media, well, like we're talking about, you know, we're discussing, also media is one of the main causes. View the money channel, Maulana. Marketplace is one issue, but marketplace is in our pocket.
Allahu Akbar.
We have an access to the whole world within a tip of the button, with the press of the button. And you can see the whole world in front of you. So what you're talking about, you're talking about our kids that are 6 years, 8 years, 10 years on social media. They have internet, they have Wi-Fi, they got access to everything. So by the time the child is only 10 years old, 9 years old, 8 years old, he knows those things in the world which he's not supposed to know.
So the thing is this, that the relationships which Mohsa will also here to add, mashallah, to the discussion, and it's just a solution. Today we are trying to find a solution, alhamdulillah, to assist the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. This is what Dawud Sani provides. Why should we avoid such topics or such discussions in which there are solutions? Because every house has this problem.
Every house has this problem.
Every house has this problem. I mean, the youth are indulged and stuck in this to this extent that they are disrespecting their parents because of chatting on the social media. And it's all about friendship. It's all about relationship. It starts from, hello, how are you? It leads to other things. And then it goes on and goes on to this extent that many a times when the topic goes for getting married and stuff like that, after how many years of haram relationship, a wrong, forbidden relationship, then they end up even kicking their parents and running away.
Yes.
What happened? How it happened? Where it started from? Parents don't know anything because why? The room is always locked. They're always chit-chatting. And the solution to this is that every parent, every mother and father, should have access to their children's phone at all given times. I mean, there's a certain age when you give a phone. What are they watching? Everything should be monitored. What are they doing? Why they don't need the internet? School and homework is just a bahana. In other words, it's just a way to say, well, we've got homework to be done, this, that. But via that internet surface, there are so many other gunas which are invited and unintentionally many a times. You know, you don't want to do it, but you are forced to do it. And this is the youth, the friendship, the cycle. And you see people, what they are doing, you want to copy them as well. So the temptation is there. The way to overcome this is that, as parents, you know, this kind of tarbiyat and nasiyat, don't just have trust, my son or my daughter, mashallah, they are very pious. No, it's not about that. That piety is there. But there's a thing called monetary. To monitor, because this is youth. This is where shaitan is after the children. It is mentioned that shaitan, Iblis, and his followers, they attack students of madrasa, students who learn ilm-e-deen more than pious people. Because this is the age where you want your son to become hafizul Quran, you want him to become alim-e-deen, mashallah, hafizul Quran, ba'amal, you know, practicing hafizul Quran, practicing alim-e-deen. You're sending him to the institute, you're sending him here and there to, you know, to learn ilm-e-deen. But at the same time, these kinds of advice and monetary is important, because why? Shaitan is behind such students in comparison to the people of the worldly knowledge.
So actually now, you're understanding the vastness of the topic. Relationship, we're not, you know, we can go on and we're discussing about the unlawful. Now we're tackling the unlawful part of the relationship. You can see we started from marketplaces, we went to cell phones, and there's so much means of destruction for iman. So much of means out there. So we have to be very, very careful. Inshallah, we hope within this 40, 45 minutes, whatever time we have for the sister, that we try to cover some aspects. We can't cover all. But inshallah, we try to give you some introspect of what damages these unlawful relationships.
I think the most important thing is to teach your children the value of the deen. Because until they understand the value of their deen, the value of being a Muslim, once they understand the value of the kalima, they understand the value of becoming a Muslim, the value of why they are Muslims, that is when they will see the importance of their religion. And look at the gharana of our Piro Murshid, our Mir al-Sunnah Papa John. Alhamdulillah, look at his sons. They are shining stars. Why and why? Because from a young age, the deen and the value of the deen was implemented into their heart. And alhamdulillah, they will pass the same tarbiyah to their children.
MashaAllah.
If you go back and track back on Sayyidina Ghusul Azam, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, you'll find that even while he was in the womb of his mother, the mother recited some ajza from the Holy Quran in Majid. So it shows that even the mother was also a pious mother. So that type of environment that Ghusul Park was born in was an environment that had the value of the deen. So it goes back to our own homes as well, whereby from a young age, we need to teach our children the importance and the value of being a Muslim.
Bishop.
Our children should not just be Muslims because they are born in a Muslim family. But once they understand the value of being a Muslim, because if you study the seerah of the Sahaba Ikram, young stars, young children,
they sacrifice their lives for the deen. Why and why? Because they knew the value of their religion. You know, once I had one of the Mubalighin of Dawat Islami delivering a bayan, and he mentioned a story whereby there was once a shakhsiya, and this shakhsiya was one of the wealthiest shakhsiyas in the world.
Paying personalities.
Yes, personalities in the world. And he went to a restaurant to have some meal. And this restaurant had two floors. The bottom floor was more like, second class. And the top floor was first class, where the food was more expensive on the first floor. And the bottom floor, the food was much cheaper, and so forth. And this shakhsiya, this personality, his son was upstairs. And he was sitting downstairs and having his meal. And he never knew his son was upstairs, nor did the son know that the father was downstairs. So the son ate his meal in an expensive section. And after eating, he gave the lady that was serving him he gave her $100.
Tip.
A tip of $100 for serving him. And the same lady that was serving him came downstairs to come and serve the father, the son. So not knowing that the son never knew the father is up, nor did the father know that the son is downstairs. And this person, after saving the father, he expected a better tip from the father, because he knew that if the son gave me $100, the father will maybe give me $300-$400. So after saving the father as well, the father only gives $1. And this person turns around and he says, No. How are you so kanjus? Are you so stingy? Your son just gave me $100 and you are giving me only $1. And the man turns around and he says, you know what? My son is the son of the richest man in the world. And I am a son of a farmer.
Allah.
So I know the value of the money that I have. But my son does not know the value of the money, because he was born in a rich family. He doesn't know the value of what we have. He doesn't know where it came from. But I struggled for it. I worked hard for it. And I know the value of it. So, you know, our youth, the Muslim societies today, the problem is they don't know the value of the deen. They are just born in Islamic homes. They become, they start performing namaz. They don't know the value of that namaz that they're performing. Mm-hmm. It is just a routine. It's Juma day, I have to go to the masjid.
Yes.
It is big night, I have to go to the masjid. But they don't know the value of that day. You know, ask a person that has accepted Islam, a person that was a non-Muslim before, that accepts Islam, and he knows the value of being a Muslim because he was not a Muslim before, or he accepted the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to the deen. He knows the value of the deen because he understands the importance of it. So I think the most important aspect of the discussion is we need to teach our children the value of being a Muslim.
And this is just totally on the parents, huh?
Yes.
Am I right, Mulana? I mean, who is going to teach the value to the children?
Mm.
But the problem in our society is this, that even the parents are not interested.
Parents are not interested. Actually, my next point was coming because I'm waiting for Mulana to finish his point. Mulana's point is going to be about that importance of getting the knowledge of the deen and understanding of Islam. You know, in our community, they, on a specific night, example, Saturday night, young girls, they go out. And they make the minds of the parents that we are going out, all our friends, classmates, we are going together and we're going to watch a movie together, or we're going to do something together. So the parents, the girls, they put on the abayas and they put on a nice Islamic gear, and the parents are wealthy, so they give them some good amount of money and say, daughter, take care of yourself. If there's any problem, you must phone daddy. Don't do anything bad. They're just talking good things, and child goes out. It is brought to our information, to our attention, that those same girls were already dolled up, meaning dressed up, for partying inside the abaya. So when they take out the abaya and take out the scarf, astaghfirullah, na'udhubillah, you could not say that it is the same girl that left the home with such haya and now going into that place where there are going to be clubs and boys and girls mixing together. So these are something that are happening. It's a reality. Look, I can't say about the whole world, but I know that in many countries it is happening. Our youngsters, our young girls, they're going out dressing up with the buyer, but when they go out there, they're starting, you know, mixing with boys, they're going to parties, and then when they come back again, we heard this from a parent, when they come back again, whether it's 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, they dropped off by their female friends, dropped off by the doorstep, and they come back in a buyer again. Until the person was seen, that young girl was seen by a person in the public with his own naked eyes, dressed up like this, jiving, doing all the wrong things, going into the clubs, and etc., etc. He brought the message to the parent that this is what your daughter is. He said, no, my daughter? Ah, no way. Not possible. I saw with my own naked eyes my daughter leaving home with full haya, leaving proper with a baya and scarves. He said, no, sorry, your daughter has lied to you, has deceived you, and your daughter has changed the gear because I saw your daughter in that place with this type of clothing.
It's a problem, actually, which we need to admit that we have got in society. You see, most of the time also, what we need to understand is this, how to build a relationship. That is very, very important. If we know how to build a relationship, I think our problems are going to be solved. Because the problem, actually, it is from the roots, not from the branches. Anyway, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always that you find that, you know, the method, the kaifiyah, the methodologies are being dished out by him. Whomsoever accept will accept for his own advantage. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tunkah al-mar'a li-arba'atin." A woman is married because of four things. Some people, they look at the beauty, you know, and they are attracted to the beauty, they can build a relationship. You see, like nowadays, you can see that, you know what, most of the, any youth wants to marry. You won't be talking about religion. No, she's beautiful, they say like that. You know, they put with the tajweed also. Beautiful, you see. So, people, they look onto that, you know, and this relationship which are being built on this beauty, so-called beauty, you know, because beauty, as they say, that it is in the eye of the beholder. You see, something of which we need to redefine to our children. Like our Maulana Abdullah and Maulana Abtabre said it beautifully, that we are not teaching our children. You know, they have got wrong notion of beauty. Nowadays, no, there's make-up and there's mess-up.
Yes.
People, they are taking make-up. Nowadays, it's now mess-up. And people, they are taking
so
it
that
as
that relationship,
beauty.
Basically, what you are saying, yeah, which they are calling love, is actually infatuation.
That's true.
It's infatuation. It can't be love, because that is why the first day, hello, how are you? Second day, third day, can we meet up? After the fourth day, it is noticed, these kinds of results have been seen, Aslam Bhai, that the boys and the guys who are indulged in this kind of guna, they leave the woman with children, they leave the girl with a child. Astaghfirullah, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Her whole life is ahead of her. Her life is finished, it's finished, because all this had happened because of shaitan. And you could not control your desires. I mean, you know, the one wonderful narration for the benefit of the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah. You know, it is mentioned in the books that once upon a time there was a person who sent a letter to a female saying that I extend a proposal of nikah to you. I want to marry you. And this man did not know that this woman that he is now and then seeing in the marketplace perhaps, she was married. But since she was a pious woman, she took that letter and she showed her husband. And proposal came from a certain man. I don't even know who he is. But he's interested in marrying me and he wants to meet with me. What should I do? Allahu Akbar. So the husband said, okay. He was also very intelligent, pious man. He said, no problem. Reply to his letter by saying that for 40 days, he must read his namaz ba jama'at with takbiri ula behind a certain imam in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, the letter was given, and this man who seen the reply, he was so excited. 40 days of salah, Allahu Akbar. I will do it if this is the condition to marry with her. That his intention at that time was different. You see, it was to achieve something. It was to gain something. And he wanted her because the eye was attracted to her, the heart was, the mind was attracted to her. Nonetheless, 40 days had passed, several days had passed thereafter. The husband reminded her that what happened to the chap? What happened to that guy? He wrote in the letter that, I really appreciate you giving me this chance and opportunity, but from the day I became a musalli in that masjid, from the time I have read my namaz, ba jama'at, with the congregational prayer, 5 times a day, I am now in love with my creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have now forgotten about the love of this dunya. I don't want to know about this love. Now I have seen the real love, the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the reason to mention this is that our children say they're going to the masjid. Are we going with them as fathers? Are we just going to sit and watch our favorite soccer match? Oh, beta, you're going for Tarawih? Okay, carry on, mashallah. Today I can't make it. This is what's happening today, Aslam bhai. You know, we are not following up for how we can wake our children up for the examination, tahajjud time. Son, you have to bring 95% or even 1% lower than that. 100%. You'll wake him up in the morning so he can study. We're not pushing our children to become pious. Why we can't wake them up for Fajr Salah? We can monitor their schoolwork, but we can't monitor their Islamic work. So the whole thing of messing up, or the children hiding and doing things, or even sometimes the parents don't care. Let my son do what he's big enough. He's 18 years old, he's 21 years old, and the same son says, well, now I'm 40 years old, I've got my own business, so you can go in the old age home. From small, I have been seeing this freedom. Nobody cared about me, what I did, how I did. And now, whatever I've got in my own strength. They have forgotten the favors that their parents had did for them when they were little children. So, the thing starts from here, that give your children that tarbiyat, the training from a little age, not to swear, not to lie, not to steal. They should be punished in a good way, in a good way by shouting them. Don't encourage them by telling them, yeah, do it again. Oh, you swore. Swear again and show how you swore. Oh, using so naked clothes for the daughters? When they go to buy and do their shopping as little children, they choose short dresses because, no, they are small, they can use it now. Allahu Akbar. The Grand Shura also mentioned in one of the Madani Mukalimas that when the same daughter, when the same child becomes an adult when she's Baligha, and when she starts using the clothes, then the fathers get very upset. How can you use such clothes? But the same daughter can turn around and say, but dad, this is how you brought me up?
Yeah.
When I was a little child, when I used to use this, you never used to stop me.
One point leads to another point, another point leads to another point, another point leads to another point.
Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, if anybody had got married because of attraction only, due to lust, if only I could marry that woman. And then he got married to her. But this was the intention because of beauty, attraction, then that person will never prosper in his life. Meaning that marriage will not prosper. There will be no taraqqi. So, as Mahasa was saying, just to add to what you had just mentioned, that this is one of the reasons why we also have a lot of problems. Our children, our youth don't know, and this is always left up to them. I know my father used to tell me in my father's time and before his time, before the relationship used to become by the grandfathers, by the parents, they will arrange where you should be married. You know, and now it's a total opposite.
If we have the tarbiyat from home, then it's best for us. Because tarbiyat, what we see at home is what we emulate outside there.
The solution, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran Majid, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa, that come together for doing good. Now, alhamdulillah, in order to beautify one's home, in order to implement tarbiyah in one's children, the solution is for the father to join the mahal of Dawat Islam.
MashaAllah.
Because once the father joins the mahal of Dawat, because children become what they see. You can give long, long bayans to your children. You can feed and advise them. But they become what they see. Whatever you are is what your children will become. You know, they say a fruit doesn't fall far from the
tree.
From the tree. So, I think that, you know, the solution, alhamdulillah, our Amir Ahl Sunnah, Bapa Jan has given us a solution, and the solution is join what is good, join the mahal of Dawat Islam. Turn your home, turn your house into, alhamdulillah, an environment of Dawat Islam.
Yes.
If it starts, you know, Dawat Islam should start from you first.
Allah.
Before you even take it out to the others.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
It's a recipe that, alhamdulillah, our Bapa Jan has tried in his own home. And we can see the fruits of the Shahzade Attar that are in front of our eyes. So it starts with us. You know, Dawat Islami starts with you as an individual first. Implement it in your own home. Have daras in your house. Sit down in your house, have daras. Discuss Islamic issues with your wife, with your children.
Actually,
and then the
man. The Dawat Islami offers a lot of solutions. Alhamdulillah, when the views of Malin, you know that Dawat Islami is striving very hard in this path, especially to build up good relationships. Those relationships that are lawful and to stay away from relationships that are unlawful. Wherever you go in the world, Dawat Islami, Malin, Marakis, you go to Ijtama'at, or you attend the gatherings, or you just watch any of the programs, you never see intermingling with males and females. You're impossible. Because it's not diet, it's not allowed, it's haram. So Dawat Islami tries its utmost to keep on the Sharia 100%, not to move out of it. Alhamdulillah, they are striving very hard.
To conclude, Uzur, from the hadith which I was trying to deduce whereby the relationship, how must it be built? Okay, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, in conclusion, he said that people, they marry for four reasons. Then the last reason, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that if we build our relationship on that, I think we are not going to have any problem whatsoever, despite you are an Arab or non-Arab, you are white or black, you are male or you are female, just listen to the advice. There it goes. You know, advice is free of charge. Mm. To follow it, you know, it's up to the individual. He said that then you should marry and you should be get married to somebody who is of religion-wise.
Allah.
In English, they say that a friend in need is a friend indeed. But in Islam, we said a friend in deen is a friend indeed.
Allah.
You see, so the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that don't build any, you know, this wrong relationship. We can, you know, write an encyclopedia about them. It is because they were not building those relationships on deen.
Yeah.
You won't look how poor someone is, how mean he is, how thin he is, but as long as he is a spiritual giant, let your daughters, let your sons to be married to or to get married to such type of caliber of the people. You see, these are the, I think, in short, the solution which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to the Sahaba, they were successful, the Tabi'in, they were successful. Put it in Lodium, it will be successful. Put it in UK, it will be successful. Whatever and wherever and whatsoever. I think that would be what I can say in conclusion.
MashaAllah, Maulana Sahib had left nothing for me to say. He had said everything, MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in conclusion, these few sentences from on behalf of Dawat Islami to all those who are watching today. If you are stuck in an illegal and haram relationship, do not go even one inch further. From today, break and separate yourself from such haram relationships. It's only going to put you into destruction. Your barakah, your blessings, your prosperity, your ni'mat, the bounties, whatever is supposed to come to you, it's our own deeds, it's our own actions which will demolish and destroy all of that goodness which is about to come in our lives. So, the solution is this, that even for a second, if you are indulging in any haram at this time, in this regard, that you are in a relationship, make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make nikah. Because why? We always say this, that if you can afford the nikah, a lot of people say, you know what, I'm waiting to stand on my feet. When I stand on my feet, I'll make nikah. I mean, when are you going to stand? It takes people 40, 50 years, depending on the country and the situation, to buy one house, to get one house of your own. So people have their hopes and their dreams, and they're already 35 years old. No, when I stand on my own feet. So when are you going to stand on your own feet? And whilst waiting for standing on your own feet, in between on a weekly basis, maybe perhaps daily basis, thousands of gunas have been committed. Because why? I haven't stood on my own feet as yet. So, the message is this, that make sincere tawbah and make nikah, because if your intention is correct for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grant you prosperity more than that time if you had to wait to stand on your feet and do things. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success in this dunya as well as in the hereafter.
Amen.
So, viewers of Madani channel, we are at the end of this topic, and you're also looking for some good relationship. We're also looking for some good relationship. That relationship for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and his beloved Rasulullah s.a.w. Build up a relationship with Dawud Islami. Yes, Dawud Islami offers you lots of solutions for your problems. First and foremost, for you as a viewer of Madani Channel, a quick way for you to learn about these type of topics, about relationships that are permissible or impermissible, keep connected to Madani Channel, because I know that maybe in some countries Dawud Islami has not reached there. But via media, via our TV channel, definitely Dawud Islami has reached you. Madani Channel has reached you. So keep connected to Madani Channel. Keep go onto our website. There's hundreds of books on the website in almost 35 some odd languages. Download them free of charge. Read them. Understand them. Contact us on the net. Yes, you can contact us. Send us an email. You can go on our website www.dawudislami.net. We are offering you too many relationships on the net. Yes, too many relationships. And those relationships that will bring you closer towards Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of the knowledge of deen. So get connected to Dawud Islami inshaAllah, wherever you are in the world. And may Allah shower His special mercy upon each and every one. And for those persons, as Mawlana said, that are involved with unlawful relationships, please break those relationships immediately. Make istighfar, make tawbah, and go towards the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ay Dawud Islami. Tere doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the...